Is that freeze warning for tonight?
Yes, overnight.
So tonight, when you get home from work, go over to your neighbor's yard and make sure that you unhook their hoses.
Well, first you have to...
No, do not do that.
There we go.
First you have to wait till it's pitch dark outside. And then you put a ski mask on.
And use the flashlight on your phone. Yeah.
And you have to put on an old Kmart robe.
Yeah, do not. Stafford.
Of course.
Do
navy blue Stafford robes.
With nothing underneath.
Of course.
A ski mask.
Of course.
Commando.
Not do that. Now we're breaking multiple laws, not just trespassing.
Mom, there's a streaker in the backyard.
I'm not bringing up the house to make you upset.
No, not at all.
Do you have the hoses still attached to the house?
The hoses are not attached to the house.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yes. I was there today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I would hate for those pipes to burst.
No,
I would.
Scott's going to
do a drive-by.
I would not
just
want
in case.
An insurance claim at this
point.
And
to Leawood tonight.
Just in case.
All right. Do you know what I found out last night? When I know your birthday is in the summer. Sam, remind me when I just don't have it.
My birthday's actually technically in the spring.
Eh, whatever. Okay.
End of April.
You and I are April babies. Dan, what are you?
December.
Okay.
Early.
Did you know that, like the Enneagram chart, where there are 9 different personality types, I'm a number 7, shout out to all the 7s, that every month of the calendar year also has a color, and if you are born in that month, that is your color. I found this out last night.
Somebody was deep diving on the internet.
I was. If you were born in the month of October, you would think your color would be orange for fall,
sure,
or yellow. No.
Or brown.
The color for you is a gorgeous blue, and you pronounce it cerulean?
Mm-hmm. But where did you get this from?
Look it up. It's all over the internet.
How many
translation, not a reputable site,
necklaces did you buy on this site?
I did not, because, Daniel, I was not born in the month of October. It's not that you're supposed to go out and buy something cerulean blue or cerulean or whatever you call it. There's something called colorstrology. It's like astrology, but without stars, with colors.
See, this one says October is pink.
It could be pink, but the main color is cerulean. And what it means...
What?
Cerulean.
Yes. What it means in the color astrology universe is peace, tranquility...
I like that.
...and calm. So that if you were born in October, not exclusively, but most of y'all have a peaceful, tranquil calmness about you.
Okay, what does it say about people like Dan who were born in December?
We're going to look this up because, of course, once I found out about cerulean, I'm like, well, what do you think Dan is? Because I'm April.
So is Sam.
By the way, color astrology actually breaks it down by day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I laughed out loud April is Aries, so you're not going to be surprised. But my color definitely is in the wheelhouse of all of those things. What's the craziest color you can think of?
The craziest?
Yeah. I mean, like, that would go with Aries. Or that would go with Dana for April.
Well, like, what color would I assign to you?
Yes.
Burnt sienna.
Very close, Dan. You're very close.
What's sienna?
Poppy red?
Very close,
it's
Sam.
It's like a reddish brown.
It's cayenne pepper.
Ooh.
Cayenne pepper.
Okay, I want to know where you got this.
It's called color astrology. Look it up. What is... color astrology, April cayenne. I'm telling you, I looked this up.
What is your birthday?
13th.
April 13th. Cayenne.
You are Rococo red,
mm-hmm,
a creative builder, persistent, and influential.
Yeah.
So Rococo?
Cayenne for April represents strength, passion, and courage. Thank you.
Where's impulsivity? Crazy.
It's in there. If you dig deep, it's in there. Yeah.
I am North Sea, which is apparently a color.
Huh?
Leader, idealistic, and visionary.
100%.
What about June 15th?
You are apricot nectar.
Really?
What?
Striking, pleasant, and appealing.
No!
All true.
No.
Dan, give me a day.
The 2nd of December.
Was that a random day or your birthday? You had to think about it for quite a while there.
I was born on,
Well, I didn't know if I wanted to reveal the actual day on the air, but go ahead. December
Adriatic
2nd.
Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Grand, okay. Sensitive, and daring.
Yes.
Look up your color astrology.
How come none of these are negative? I mean, because we all have negative qualities about us.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Because you can't sell books on the internet.
Your color is negative. Jerk brown.
You're a jerk.
None of these are negative. Not a single one.
Your day color? Charcoal.
I love it.
You're negative and a jerk.
Anyway, look it up. October, happy birthday to all of our Octobers. You are peaceful, tranquil, and calm.
What is today?
You're feeling the antithesis of that, then just remind yourself that you are peaceful.
People like you.
Tranquil and calm, and people like you.
October 15th is lilac snow.
Ooh.
Sensitive. Oh. Artistic,
yes,
and sensual.
If the snow is lilac color, you got a problem.
Yeah, how can it be lilac and snow at the same time?
Did you say June 13th?
15th.
Oh, because the 13th, you are charming and childlike, and I think maybe you were born on the 13th, and St. Margaret's been lying to you.
According to this color astrology, that would be bright chartreuse, creative, loving. And capable.
There we go.
I don't even know what any of these colors are.
Chartreuse?
I don't know what chartreuse is.
It's like a green.
Yellow green.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like that color after you bring the baby home and it used to be black, but it's right after it turns yellow. That's your color.
That's more like a pea green. Pea
what?
Soup green.
You'll find out soon enough, Sam. Mm-hmm. When you see the seeds, you know it's coming.
But all right.
Wow.
I love that smell. It always made my milk let down. It's like that mustardy.
It used to make your what?
Milk let down.
You heard what she said.
That smell right after you bring the baby home is mm-hmm. the most intoxicating smell. You should study my brain.
The air is just filled with hormones.
Yes. If you could bottle that smell, well, the world would go crazy if you bottled that smell because women would all be roaming around crying.
I was too obsessed with the smell of that black tar poop. Ugh.
This took a really weird turn. I want to throw that one out there.
Anyone who's had a baby is like, oh, yeah, that's Scott's color. It's that greenish yellow. First time you see it, you're like, do I need to call 911? No, that's what it looks like.
Google Maps is a place of great discovery, and the latest sighting may be one of the oddest yet. In East Antarctica, which is just southeast of the Japanese research outpost Showa Station, eagle-eyed users have spotted a mysterious doorway.
Okay.
Which has become the topic of wild theories online, with some speculating that it's Bigfoot's vacation home or a marooned shuttlecraft from Star Trek.
Or a blown-off Boeing door, as one person has suggested.
Nice.
It actually looks like an airplane door mm-hmm. sticking up out of a snowbank.
Scientists have revealed that they believe the structure really is, and it is not nearly as exciting as any Reddit theses.
It's not a portal to another world?
No, they say it is a glacier. It is a broken off piece of a glacier.
Boring.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
That's totally cayenne.
Professor Beethan Davies from the University.
What was his name?
Beethan Davies.
I said Beefen. I'm like, Beethan. Well, that's an interesting name.
At the University of Newcastle.
He's a vegetarian.
Tells the New York Post that the mysterious doorway is in an area of fast sea ice just offshore from the coast. That is littered with a series of islands where shallow water exists. Quoting here from Professor Davies, this is an iceberg that became grounded and is now stuck and melting.
Boring.
That is boring. I want it to be a doorway to another world or something. That would be cool.
Would you go through it?
No.
Concerning.
What is this, Stargate? No.
Well, can I come back through?
No.
Well, in Stargate, they didn't know if they could.
It looks like a chunk of ice in the snow.
I mean, if I found a portal to another world, why would you not jump through it?
Have a glass of wine, Dan. It looks like a Boeing door.
Just one?
Wait, hang on, Sam. So if you found a portal, kind of like Stargate 1994, that would send you to another world far, far away, but you had no guarantee that you would be able to come back.
Hell no!
He just said he would.
Why?
Why not? See what's on the other side.
Certain death?
How do you know? How do you know you're not standing on certain death and the other side is luxury and paradise?
Would you go alone?
Am I at the door alone?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Would you go alone?
I don't know. That's another.
Or if you didn't come back, would we just have to keep funneling food through this door for you for the rest of your life? How do we know when to stop sending it?
I won't even entertain the thought of going up in one of those drop like a rock death balloons. I ain't entering some portal in Antarctica that looks like a Boeing door.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.